It's 10 minutes before 3 o'clock. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn, and two guests join me in this portion of the program. We're going to talk about Latino Hispanic Heritage Month. That's why we had that little interlude of Spanish music. Two guests join me in this portion of the program to talk about some festivities this evening at the Next Generation School in Champaign. The students at the school have been celebrating Latino Hispanic Heritage Month over the past few weeks. And tonight, with the help of teachers, parents, and others, they're putting on a party featuring food, poetry, music, and dance. My guests are Next Generation's Associate Director Aaron Tarr and Spanish teacher Aaron Flynn. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Aaron Tarr, first of all, tell us a little something about the mission of Next Generation. What kind of school is it?
Next Generation is a private school here in town. We serve students as young as 6 weeks old all the way up through eighth grade. So we have over 300 families as a part of our school. And the mission behind Next Generation is really to provide the best educational opportunities that we can for the students who walk through our doors. And so we do that very much as a team approach with the families, the teachers, the staff, everyone working together. And what you get are things like the fiesta that we're having tonight, where the kids can really experience something a little bit different outside of the classroom that is a great cultural and educational experience.
How long have you been around and where are you located?
Next Generation School has been around for over 20 years. In the current form, though, kindergarten through eighth grade that we offer, this is our fourth year. So we do have over 200 students enrolled this year, and we continue to expand a little bit every single year. So, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now let's turn things over to the Spanish teacher. You're playing a big role in the fiesta this evening. What kinds of lessons and activities have the students been immersed in as a part of Latino Hispanic Heritage Month over the last couple of weeks?
Well, for the last couple of weeks, it varies from the different class levels that we have. In the younger grades, they've just experienced identifying different flags, identifying where the different countries are. And as we get older, they learn a little bit more about what the cultures do to celebrate or how those specific countries developed their heritage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so is language an important part of the curriculum at Next Generation?
Our students actually have Spanish language instruction every day of the week for at least 30 minutes. And that's very much both Senorita Flynn and Senor Fonseca immerse the students in the language. And so it is really wonderful for the kids. We find that even at the age of 5 years old, that Spanish is just spilling out of their mouths because of the rich way that it's taught by our talented teachers.
Yeah. So, and it's a, you know, when you think about it, it's a multidisciplinary kind of thing because not only do you have the language, but you've got literature involved in geography, as you mentioned, and politics even with the flags
absolutely.
And whatnot. So there's all kinds of things happening.
In addition, the music program really picks up on all of the things that come through at the fiesta. We're going to have a huge portion tonight with Cuban drumming, as well as some kids dancing, doing all sorts of different musical activities that are very much integrated with what they're doing. The Capoeira Club that we have, which is a Brazilian martial arts club that many of our students are involved in. They're going to do a demonstration tonight with Aisha Shermonte. So that's very exciting. The kids are really excited to show that off. So it really is a little bit of everything.
It sounds also then that music and the arts are an important part of the curriculum.
Absolutely. We find that students who are exposed to music, again, we have music every day in the classrooms as well. We have science every day in the classroom. We have art once a week for an hour and a half where they can really be immersed in it. We find that kids who have those times where they can really be free to express themselves and enjoy those, what most curriculums are considered, when in most curriculums are considered extras, are just a part of the staple for us. The kids do much better in the other areas of their life because they see all the connections and they really can experience the curriculum in a very full way.
Tell us a little bit more about the poetry, the music, and the dance that are part of tonight's fiesta. I was just using the word festivities, but I think we should use that word, fiesta. Let's go back to Aaron Flynn.
Well, Señor Fonseca was the brainchild behind this whole evening. And the concept that we're really trying to extend is that we are all one family. So not only are we celebrating these people that have these heritages, but also our students who are interested in learning about them. Anybody who shares that curiosity and love of learning is a part of our family, and that's why we really welcome them to be a part of this celebration. The students have contributed by actually creating artwork for the walls that are going to be on display. In addition, we have performances for each grade level, and they'll get out there and really get to show some of the things that they've learned.
Okay. Now, I understand the public is invited with the caveat that you're asking folks to call and give a heads up to you guys, an RSVP.
Absolutely. Since we have limitations on space, we just want to make sure that we're able to accommodate everyone. There's plenty of parking, though. There should be plenty of food. We have no concerns about that. But we just want to make sure that we kind of have a handle on how many people will be coming. Yeah,
okay.
So if they can call us, that would be fantastic.
Okay, and what would the number be?
217-356-6995, and just let us know how many people are coming. If they can let us know before 5:30 tonight, just so we can make sure that we are fully prepared for everyone so that we can have a really great time. The performances begin at 6:20, so they'd want to be there if they're showing up. It's a very come-and-go, casual type of thing, but we want to make sure that if they want to see the capoeira or certain drumming activities or things like that, they'll want to show up before 6:20.
Okay, and it's in the gym at the
Absolutely.
Next Generation School at 2521 Galen Drive.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay, and again, that phone number, 356-6995. Muchas gracias.
De nada.